call us back into order and thank you one and all for your due diligence here this afternoon. We're ready for reports of select committees. Councilman Pratt.
Thank you, Speaker. Rules and ethics met for adjustment. We are recording. Bill number ONCA 1677, an act to approve and refer the measure on whether the definition of marriage shall be amended to include two persons of the same sex under Osage law and to direct it be placed on the ballot at a special election. The sponsor is Alice Buffalohead. The final committee action and due pass is properly engrossed with 3 yes votes for Pratt, Buffalohead, and Edwards. ONCA 1680, an act to establish a summer program to introduce Osages to careers in the health industry at an early age and to appropriate $20,520. The sponsor is Ron Shaw. The co-sponsor is James Morris. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes for Pratt, Buffalohead, and Edwards. ONCA 1699, an act to authorize and appropriate $5,600,000 to the health benefit plan fund from fiscal year 2017 revenue to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Shannon Edwards. Final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Buffalohead, and Edwards. ONCA 16102, an act to restrict revenue raised from the delivery of health services to expenditures on health-related services and to provide an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Ron Shaw. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Buffalohead, and Edwards. ONCA 16119, an act to provide an appropriation for cultural donations in the amount of $74,500 for fiscal year 2017 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Angela Pratt. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Buffalohead, and Edwards. And ONCA 16124, an act to amend ONCA 1580 to provide for an appropriation modification to the legislative branch for fiscal year 2016 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Shannon Edwards. The final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with 3 yes votes for Pratt, Buffalohead, and Edwards. Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on into third reading today. Firstly, we're going to be considering ONCA 1677, an act to approve and refer the measure on whether the definition of marriage shall be amended to include two persons of the same sex under Osage law and to direct it be placed on the ballot for special elections, sponsored by Congresswoman Buffalohead. Congresswoman Buffalohead, you have 8 minutes to use either split time or opening or closing as you wish.
I'll close.
Members, are any member wishing to speak for or against? Congressman Shaw.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is the Chief Member of Congress. As you may recall, in the spring, this was a passionate issue discussed and processed by this Congress, and at the time, I believe for many constituents, did not achieve the desired result, although it improved a lot of recognition for those same-sex marriages that were performed in other jurisdictions. The law still does not allow for marriage to be performed in our Osage court system between people of the same sex. It's still described as between a man and a woman, and the attempt in the original bill was to change it to two persons. Very simple change in language. And when I first saw this, my thought was, well, let's see, we just visited this in April, here it is in filed again in August. You know, where are we headed with this? As it went through committee, it became clear that perhaps the final word on this ought to be from the people. You know, here we are, Congress, visible. We've been elected by constituents to weigh in on this matter and try to represent them. But it's a very passionate topic. There's a lot of extra scrutiny on topics like this. And it became apparent in committee that there were some who preferred to have this measure to be submitted to the Osage people for final approval if it were approved by this Congress. That way, our Osage constituents, the voting constituents, could vote on this for or against in the privacy of the polling booth. And we would hear and have this matter settled by the voters, by the people. And I think regardless of which side you're on, I think if the people vote this up or vote it down, I think you can feel comfortable that the people have spoken. And I think that's what I had heard from my colleagues when this was processed to this point. And so I think it's, we don't usually try to bring measures, hotly contested measures like this to the people. This is the only one that I know of that's been brought like this since my tenure in the Congress. I don't think we're shirking our responsibilities by trying to ask the Osage voters to help us decide this. We have every opportunity to refer this to a special election allowed by our Constitution, and I would urge you to vote yes on this bill.
Thank you. Any other members of Congress wishing to speak for or against? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, I support this bill to be sent to the Osage public. Back in the spring when we had this on the table, the point was brought up at the table, at the committee table, that this had been on the table so long that we couldn't shift gears and put this before the people. I asked the sponsor, even before the amendment was put into the amendment that we passed last spring, I asked the sponsor even before that amendment was inserted, would she consider taking it before the people? And both the sponsor and some other committee members thought that no, this had been before us for too long, we're going to make a vote on it, and we did. But now that this is back before us on the table, I support sending it for a vote of the Osage people. As to my knowledge, I don't believe we've ever put a referendum question before the Osage people on a ballot. I think that's the right place for this decision to be made and let the people speak out how they want to proceed with this. I support this. ONCA 1677 will be voting yes to send this to the people for referendum vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other members of Congress? Mr. Supernov.
This is the first time that we put such a measure before the vote of the people, but it is a provision in the Constitution, and it, I think the way it's worded, it anticipated that there would be several of these types of issues put before the people. There are passionate people on both sides of the issue, and in my opinion, it's pretty evenly divided. I ask you to support this. I think this is the first way to settle this issue. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other members of Congress wishing to speak at this time for or against? Congresswoman Pratt.
So I'm not on the GovOps committee, but I listened in as much as I could to this bill. And at first I was kind of like, you know, we need to make this decision. It's what we're elected to do, no matter how hard. Making those decisions, casting that vote can be sometimes, but I do know, and I wanted to express to those age people that my colleagues and your Congress members have had lots of discussion about this, and everyone has many constituents that they hear from on both sides, so I do agree as well, I guess at this point, because we can just go back and forth, and you know, it's not... Some people are standing their conviction, just as my opinion will still stand as it did when I cast my last vote. I will not change on that. So I guess this is the best thing, is to bring it to the people, because I think either side is, you can't please both sides. So I appreciate everyone's work on this, though. My colleagues have had many, many discussions and expressed their opinions very passionately, even to one another. So I think this is a good thing that they have come up with, although it's not, it wasn't necessarily what I would love to see at the beginning. I think it's probably in the end the best thing to do. So thank you. I support this.
Thank you. Any other members of Congress wishing to speak? Congresswoman Edwards.
I'm going to be voting no on this bill for the reason that calls for a special election. I think that we need to try as much as possible to put concerns to the people on ballots where they have something else to vote for other than just one issue. I understand that the estimated cost of this could be as high as $30,000. I just don't think that's the best use of the people's money. So if this was happening during the next election cycle, I'd probably consider it, but since it calls for a special election, as I understand it, then I'll be voting no.
Thank you. Any other members of Congress wishing to speak at this time? Congressman Hamilton.
I'm going to be voting no, just for the reason that I just brought up, that we're elected by the people to be put in this position to make decisions. And if this Congress can't come to a decision, then I don't know. To me, it's not a controversial. I know where I stand on this issue. So I just believe that we're here to make decisions. I don't want to get in this train of putting everything before the people. As Congress, we're voted in to make decisions, so I'm going to be voting no on this.
Thank you. Any other members of Congress wishing to speak at this time? Congresswoman Buffalo here.
Well, it's a shame that the first time around it did sit in committee for so long, because as I recall, it sat there for, I don't know, at least a year, I mean a full year. And if it would have been as important to all the members as it was just a few, for it to really be discussed, debated, and then sit to the floor for a vote, we wouldn't be spending an extra $30,000 of the people's money to have a special election to hopefully provide equal rights for all those members. But be that as it may, as Congresswoman Edwards always says, here we sit almost a year and a half later, and we still have equality issues within our own nation. And that's sad. That's just really sad. So I brought it back up, and if this doesn't pass, I'll bring it back up again. I'll bring it back up every single time we come into session and I'm sitting in that seat, because it deserves the attention so that all Osages can be treated fairly. We're another year and a half, about a year and a half away from the next election. Going this route wasn't what I envisioned as the sponsor, but it was the only way for me to get it out of committee and at least try to make it a more fair and just world for the Osage people that we serve. So that's why I agreed to it going to a vote of the people. And I guess in the next maybe 3 months, we could be in special session and we could make the most of a special election and try to get more questions for our constituents on the ballot. I'm sure that there are some other things that some people would like to address, so I would encourage Congress members to look into their trunk of opportunities that they have put to the side for constituents to vote on, and they get to work, and we'll try to get more stuff put on the ballot so that we just don't have one $30,000 question. But I would urge you to vote yes. Thank you.
And Mr. Congress, the question is, shall ONCA 1677 pass?
Congresswoman Edwards?
No.
Congressman Hamilton?
No.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congressman Shaw?
Yes.
Congressman Supranoff?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethelhead?
Yes.
Speaker Mason?
Yes. ONCA 1677 passes. Move to the roll. Moving on to ONCA 1680, an act to establish a summer program to introduce Osages to careers in the health industry at an early age to appropriate $20,520, sponsored by Congressman Shaw. Congressman Shaw, you have 8 minutes, either in closure or opening or
divide my time.
Yes, sir.
Members of Congress, when I first introduced this bill at committee, I made the statement that, well, yes, I'm a physician, and yes, health is my area of interest, and of course, you know, we all have our areas of interest in either education or outside activities, but so my interest in health careers and trying to improve the number of Osages that are particularly at a professional level, such as optometrists, dentists, pharmacists, physicians, and nurses, it's not just because I'm interested in health careers and think that all young Osages should want to go into health careers because I happen to find it intriguing. It's beyond that. Currently now, as you may have heard, there is a health crisis affecting the Great Plains area in the Indian Health Service, so where hospitals have been closed, infant mortality rates have been well above the average, hospitals have lost their Medicare billing privileges, and so really the healthcare crisis is related to an unmet need. And most of what's behind that has to do with healthcare workforce issues. I would submit that the Indian Health Service, since they operate those facilities, has a failed healthcare workforce policy. They have failed to have a stable workforce in that area, composed either of people that are from the area or natives that have a cultural interest in providing health care and occupying those professional positions. We now own and operate and compact our own health system. Right now we have physicians, but I remember when the transition came to be able to hire those physicians, I remember that we look far and wide. We were fortunate to find people, but we've already got another opening there. And I think if we don't look to try to improve the number of Osages in health careers, particularly upper level health careers, then I think we're going to have our own health care crisis. Remember, the staffing at the clinic prior to the compacting was there were always 1.5 positions that were open. Now, you know, we've had 3 physicians over there in the last year. Now we're down to 2 full time. But part of that was our own efforts. But you just don't have people with the same commitment to work here as you do people that are Osage or that are from here or this area. And so this is a grassroots way to use our facilities, our staff, our personnel to be able to make an impression on those young students' minds so they will find an interest so that we don't have our own Osage health crisis, not have a permanent staff that's able to provide care over at our facility. And it's really that. It's an effort to try to improve and maintain the quality of health care for Osage people, best done by Osages. And so I urge you to vote yes and support this. this bill. Thank you.
Councilman Buffalo.
I appreciate my colleagues. I appreciate his commitment to the healthcare profession and to wanting to change the position of there not being a healthcare shortage here the way there has been other places. And I did talk with him a couple of days ago, as I do with a lot of individuals that have a piece of legislation or there's something up, and I just can't agree with it for whatever reason. I usually try to reach out instead of just blindsiding them with a no vote up here at the podium, and so that's what I did. And I think that this is worthwhile. I think that it should include other areas of educational opportunities. Like, we know that there are the education in Osage County is almost at crisis mode because we have teachers quitting left and right. So right now, if you have a degree, any degree, the state of Oklahoma is willing for you to come and teach your children because they can't get teachers here. So to me, that's just as much of a crisis as anything else. So I do support a summer program to introduce Osages to careers, but I'm just not okay with limiting it to one specific field, because I think teachers, lawyers, architects, engineering, all of those fields are needed and worthwhile, and quite frankly, falling short as it pertains to Native Americans being in those fields. So I'll be voting no for this, and hoping that if it doesn't pass, that we come back to the table and we figure out a way to incorporate multiple careers into a summer program like this. So thank you.
Thank you. Any other members of Congress wishing to speak for or against? Congresswoman Edwards.
I too applaud the effort of Congressman Shaw to encourage the executive branch to start to set up some programs that are needed within the nation. The problem I'm having is we already have these programs set up, and we have them well funded, and they don't seem to be taking off as we would hope they would. We have a program called Summer Youth. It's a program that has $50,000 for the summer in it. And those summer youth can come and work for the Osage Nation in these very health-related fields, and they can get paid by the hour. That's for local students as well as other students. We also have a program called Field of Study Internship. That's for students that are in college. They can come here for the entire summer and work and get paid by the hour and work in these very fields that are indicated by this legislation. So, to some extent, we have a duplication of services in my mind. Then I look at this and I say, okay, how's this going to work? Because, you know, we've got two good programs already, and they don't seem to have the kind of commitment from the executive branch to make them successful. When you go and try to figure out how do these things work, you won't see anything in writing about it too much. You won't understand how you apply for it, and you really have to kind of dig in to find out. There's no recruiting that I know of. And so I'd like to see the education department and the clinic work together and create some excitement about two programs that we already have and that are funded, well funded. When I look at this one, when I look at this in particular, I said, okay, who are the summer youth? What age are those Osages? Are they high school? Are they early college? Are they late college? Who are they? and in here I can't tell. So conceivably, this could be a program that someone sets up that says it's somebody that's already in med school, or it's somebody that is in high school, first year of high school. I mean, I think that we needed to have more definition about who we're talking about. And then I have the question of, there's only six people that can participate in this. Is that going to be in addition to their summer youth? Because they can do summer youth already. So is it going to be summer youth plus this for only six students? The field of study internship they can do. Is it field of study internship for any of those people that want to participate plus six students get these other expenses? And finally, I look and I say, well, I heard that these are local, that you're looking for some local people that want to do this. And yet we're paying for living expenses for students. Is that high school students that are going to get $500? Six high school students that are going to get $500 for a four-week program? And then there's administrative expenses. Where do those go? We know what administrative expenses mean under our law. That means salaries. It means benefits. It can mean a lot of things under our definitions. Where are those directed and what happens there? So I think that it's hard to be committed to wanting the field of study internship to really be fully utilized, to wanting the summer youth program to really work, and to not see it work as well as and as fully as we'd like for it to. But I see this as just another opportunity for it to get over there, for it to get lost in the shuffle, and first come, first serve, who you know, what you know, I don't know. Six people. Thank you.
Any other members of Congress wishing to speak? Congressman Walker and then Congresswoman Pratt.
Well, we could use the field of internship studies for this or that, or we could use summer youth for this or that. Congressman Shaw has put this before the Congress before, and was hoping that something would happen, but the point is it didn't. So Congressman Shaw brought it back before the Congress for a vote. And yeah, I want to see Osages in other professional careers. Voting for this specific medical field of medicine doesn't mean that you don't want to support the other types of initiatives as well. The way I see this is a $20,000 appropriation, $21,000 and change. If it's not launched this year, then we won't reappropriate the funds. I mean, I think the main selling point for me, and the reason that I'm going to support it, is even if we can come up with one doctor every 5, maybe even 10 years, that ends up working for the Osage Nation in our own clinic, then that would be one or two more doctors than we've had in a similar course of time. I mean, we're fortunate to have Dr. Cameron Rumsey over there, and it's my hope that this initiative results in more Dr. Rumsey. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Congresswoman Pratt.
Well, I really appreciate my colleagues' work and commitment to the health field. That's his field of expertise, and he's done a lot of work since coming on Congress toward our health care. But I still feel the same way as far as there possibly being other avenues and needing a little more planning, and also the possibility of other monies being available. So just like that, those are many of the points that Congresswoman Edwards just made, is some things that I brought up in committee. And so I just didn't quite hear the planning there yet, which is the exact reason that Congressman Shaw withdrew the bill a year before. You know, he withdrew the bill because he had conversations with executive asking for this to take place. And so he withdrew it and it hadn't happened. And so he was disappointed. Therefore, he brought this bill before us again. So, but when the very first day of committee, I didn't feel that the communication had taken place because on that day, it was not, actually he communicated that there hadn't been a whole lot of communication with executive at that time in the health division because they had dropped the ball the year before. So, but he has since stated in other committee meetings, because I think I held this up, what did you say, RJ, 2 weeks? And three committees, committee meetings, because I was trying to get additional information. So it was my suggestion as well to find money in the summer youth. And unfortunately, I was unable to get that information. I did request it, but because of the state of no communication that we're in, without legal counsel, I was unable to get that information. But I do believe that the opportunity exists within, and with more planning and future communication, that that can be accomplished. I also spoke with the Osage Nation Foundation, with Julio Keith and Bill Webb, and they are competent professionals, and they read the legislation. They also stated that they felt that this is something that they could accomplish, which I was actually bringing that up in order to assist to help this be accomplished. So I don't really think that that should be totally discounted, and having communication with them, because they were actually excited, felt like everybody would be on board, and that they would not, they were all excited and felt they could support it, but they wouldn't actually vote on it until a plan was complete and stated, we would like to get started on this as soon as possible because summer's around the corner. Actually, we just finished summer, but I appreciate their excitement, and that shows that they were ready to get to work and wanted to support this. So I do think that there's more communication that could be had, and so that this actually doesn't fall through the cracks again. Because it, I mean, it is a worthy effort, but I too also believe, and I think someone told me in committee not to play the what if game, but I was like, what if other professions, I was joking in the back and saying, well, half joking, asking, telling Congresswoman Edwards that, you know, maybe there should be a law camp. So, I mean, there is that what if, and we probably are headed down that road. So I do think that in order to assist with other professions as well, there just needs to be a little more planning in order to cover other areas for children who are needed across Indian country as well. So, thank you.
Thank you. Any other members of Congress wishing to speak at this time, for or against? Hearing none, Congressman Shaw, I think you have closure.
It's true that I've submitted this bill last fall, wanting to get it passed and plenty of time to have implemented. The plan is to have the money appropriate to the executive branch, as the executive branch presides, owns, facilitates, operates the facilities, and presides over the employees that will be implementing this program. Also, the Osage Nation Health Authority Board currently has the CEO, Jane Phillips Hospital, as one of its members, with hopes that perhaps the health facility at that hospital will be used as one of the training facilities or one of the facilities used for this program. Not something done in education. So there was a reason for that. As far as the communication, I have talked to the chairman of the Osage Nation Health Authority. I have talked to the Health and Wellness Division leader. I have talked to the assistant chief about this. And last year, I was assured that education had monies they could use to implement such a program. And for whatever reasons, it didn't happen. And
really, that's not a good fit for education, because this is not math camp or health camp. It's more of the exposure to actual, the patient care environment. And that's exactly when you're, how you're going to be able to impress young people's minds. I went to a summer health careers program. It was not here at the Osage. To my knowledge, there wasn't one in operation then. But I can tell you, it sure hit me right between the eyes, and I still have fresh memories of how that just increased my resolve and commitment, along with other people, to go into medicine. I want other Osage students to have that same exposure, but right here in an Osage facility, with Osage physicians and Osage personnel. You know, the notion that, well, we have other needs, I don't argue with that, but I will say that the health care need is essential. It's mandated in the Constitution that we'll see to the health of our people, and I don't know about engineering or accounting. I don't know that that's a mandated task for the Congress, but I know health care is. And I just would ask that my colleagues please look at that consideration, that it's really not just the same thing. Perhaps health is has some other reasons to consider it as a priority. So there has been communication. As far as the lack of the allegations that there's been lack of planning, I've not tried to specify the exact operation of the program in the law, nor do I believe it's necessary. What age group is going to be considered? I believe that's something that can be worked out by executive and the healthcare facility operators. I don't think it could be, to be grassroots, it could be any age. I don't think you're going to have children drawing a stipend, but I do think that you may have 16 years and up. I think some of these do not have to be put in the bill for it to be successful. In fact, I think an effort to try to line it out perfectly, even though this Congress is not going to be operating the program, is unnecessarily restrictive, and that's why it doesn't contain that language. So I'd urge you to vote yes and support this. It's a $20,000 appropriation. I don't think there's another facility that can do as well as the executive branch, but they're the ones who hold dominion over the facility and the employees that will actually be implementing it. Thank you.
Thank you. Question is, shall ONCA 1680 pass?
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Mayer.
Yes.
Congressman Morris.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
No.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Superman.
No.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
No.
Congresswoman Bethelhead.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
No.
Speaker Mason.
Yes.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Yes.
I thought I said 75, but I might be wrong. ONCA 1680 passes with 7 yes.
It was the 5 women.
5 no. Apologies.
Oh, jeez.
I missed the count or something. And ONCA 1680 goes on to the Moving on to 1699. An act to authorize and appropriate $5,600,000 for the Health Benefit Plan Fund from fiscal year 2017 revenue and to establish an alternate effective date, and is sponsored by Cox and Maker. Cox and Maker, you have 8 minutes to either split or have opening or closing? What's your pleasure?
Point of order. What are we on?
I didn't have all my notes. We have an alternate effective date on the previous bill before we move forward. Is that right?
Or not in the title, but in the bill. I don't think it's supposed to be in that.
I don't see one.
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought it was Cora.
It's in front.
We're going to number.
Do we have a date? I don't have my bill in front of the department. I have none.
Bill does not say in the title.
One moment, clerk is checking, see if we have an alternate effective date. Anyone have 1680?
Yes, it's attached on there, but it's not in the heading, so.
Okay, one moment, let's put, this whiteboard's gonna help us out here.
Is that correct?
Do not have an alternate effective date. Moving on to ONCA 1699. I just read that, and it's Congressman Maker. Again, you have 8 minutes, either in opening or closure, or however you wish. I have Congressman Maker. Did I surprise you, sir, or are you not the sponsor?
I'm not the sponsor.
Congresswoman Edwards, sorry for the mistake. You look so much off. It's been a long day, please.
I have to think about that one. I'm shorter than he is.
Yes, you are.
Well, this is my bill, and as I've indicated before, I'm waiting for someone to become the heir apparent to making sure that our one benefit that is mandated by the Constitution that is available for all Osages is guarded carefully and taken good care of. At the end of a certain period of time when no one had picked this bill up, I picked it up. I had a different number in it, so I got the unenviable position of taking the position that this isn't enough money for this year. It's not enough money at all to put into a fund that's supposed to draw interest and be available and try to self-sustain itself. But I can see that under this administration, we're taking a different tact here. We're going to appropriate just enough money for the year so that we can spend the rest of it on something else. To me, this is the most, I think I say the scholarships are the most important thing we do. So I'd say this is the second most important thing that we do. And it benefits the most Osages. And we know it benefits as many as 10,000 Osages annually. And we've expanded it so that it can do a lot of good for a lot of people. And to me, not funding it adequately is a problem. So I will be supporting it. I will be monitoring it very closely, and I'll be back in the spring if necessary. Of course, I don't know if we'll be able to tell anything, but I will, you know, make it a matter of public record that your carryover benefits go away this year, people. So you need to, and we've had some misinformation, I would say, coming out about the spending of this benefit. So if you've got carryover funds and you have the need, go spend them by the end of the year. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other members of Congress wishing to speak for or against this bill? Hearing none, Congresswoman Edwards, you have a closure?
Pass.
Question is, shall ONCA 1699 pass?
Congressman Mayor?
Yes.
Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congressman Shaw?
Yes.
Congressman Supernov?
Yes.
Congressman Stoneman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethelhead?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Speaker Mason?
Yes. And we do have an alternate effective date. Congressman Edwards?
The reason I would suggest that the alternate effective date be passed is that we are down to the lowest amount of money that we've ever had in this fund, so about $1.2 million, which at the level that could be spent, $500,000 a month, we might run out before the effective date if the alternate effective date is not passed.
I'll call for a voice vote. Those in favor of the alternate effective date, please say yes.
Yes.
Those opposed, say no. Yes is having. And I see a lot of fans coming in. Can we turn the air conditioning back on and get a little cooling? It's a little noisy, but I'd rather have it. And we'll all speak up. Thank you. Referencing ONCA 16-102, an act to restrict revenue raised from the delivery of health services to expenditures on health-related services and to provide an alternate effective date, sponsored by Congressman Shaw. Congressman Shaw, you have 8 minutes to either begin or close or split, however you wish.
I'll divide my time.
Divide your time, yes, sir.
The idea for this legislation came from the notion that we have a new source of revenue to fund healthcare operations here, and it was one of the reasons I put forth that it would be wise to compact. And this Congress wisely approved the Osage Nation Compact with Indian Health Service. That wisdom had to do with the collection of third-party revenue, Medicare, Medicaid, Children's Health Insurance Program, private insurance as a supplement to the funding that we receive in our multi-year funding agreement. And that amount can be substantial. It's already starting to ramp up. And in fact, sometimes it may even exceed the amount of projected third-party collections. So the question is, you know, what can this money be used for? You know, it's not really profit like an enterprise might have. There's not a dividend that's set up to be paid out of this, but it really hasn't been well described except in federal law. The Indian Self-Determination Act, Public Law 93638, as amended in the Indian Healthcare Improvement Act, specified that the revenue derived from federal third-party billing, including Medicare, Medicaid, Children's Health Insurance Program, and third-party insurance, must be used for healthcare-related services. In other words, this money cannot be used for non-healthcare-related services. So you suffer disallowance and perhaps some deduction from your multi-year funding agreement. Some tribes have done it, perhaps mistakenly, not knowing better, or perhaps knowing, but just for whatever reason, had other uses for the money. I have in my hands here an Office of the Inspector General Board that was sent out in November of 2014, not quite 2 years ago, that cautions self-governance tribes that those type of use of those funds are disallowed. And tribes that use those funds for other purposes run the risk of having the use of those funds disallowed and perhaps lose the ability to build federal programs for third-party revenue. Now, I'm not aware that executive branch of the healthcare clinic is using those funds for non-healthcare related expenditures. But going forward, and particularly as those monies increase in amount every year, and perhaps succeeding generations of different chiefs and executive branch and elected officials, I felt that money best protected by Osage law, and that's the purpose of this legislation. Thank you.
Thank you. The members of Congress wishing to speak for or against this bill. Hearing none, Congressman Shaw, you have closure.
Wait my time.
Okay, thank you. Question is, shall ONCA 16-102 pass?
Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes. Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Sipperman.
Yes.
Congressman Sumner.
Yes.
Congresswoman Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehem.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Speaker Mason.
Yes. OSCA 16102 passes. We have an alternate effective date. Question is, shall the alternate effective date pass? Voice of vote, those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Those opposed say no. 16102 moves to the enrollment. Referencing ONCA 16119, an act to provide an appropriation for cultural donations in the amount of $74,500 for fiscal year 2017 and to establish an alternate effective date, sponsored by Congresswoman Pratt. Congresswoman Pratt, you have 8 minutes to either open or close or split your time. Open, thank you.
I'll split.
You split your time.
So this is just, you might remember what this is, it's just a bill that for cultural donations that was taken out of the budget and put into an invisible bill. So, and the, it was taken from last year's budget, so
FYI. Any members of Congress wishing to speak for or against ONCA 16119? Okay, and then Congresswoman Pratt, you have closure.
Wait.
Wait your time. The question is, shall ONCA 16119 pass?
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Sipperman.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehem.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Speaker Mason.
Yes. ONCA 16119 passes and it does have an alternate effective date. Voice vote, those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Those opposed say no. ONCA 16119 moves to enrollment. Referencing ONCA 16124, an act to amend ONCA 1580 to provide for an appropriation modification to the legislative branch for fiscal year 2016 and to establish an alternate effective date, sponsored by Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Edwards, you have 8 minutes to either have opening or closure or split your time. Okay.
Nation has definitions which govern budgeting terms, and they're meant to promote uniformity throughout the nation so that when one person refers to an employee benefit, the other person knows what that means because we have a law that defines employee benefits. Well, when you look to see what employee benefits means, it doesn't talk about the administrative expenses associated with delivering employee benefits. And the Congress discovered probably 2 months ago that the employee benefits for the 401k for the Congress include administrative costs, which are not provided for in the definition of employee benefit. So in order to be transparent and to alert the Treasury Department and all of us as to what that money would be spent for, the act that appropriated funds to the legislative branch for FY 2016 has been amended, which is exactly how you do it when you want to shift funds in certain areas. So the employee benefits payroll taxes line has been reduced by $3,300, and a new line called benefit administration has been added for $3,300 because my relief. There wasn't any authorization to spend money for employee benefit administration. Not that it isn't being done, but to my knowledge, based on the definitions, we have not authorized that spending. So, in an abundance of caution, this is a $3,300 movement for employee benefit administration, and I urge your support.
Thank you. Any other members of Congress wishing to speak for or against ONCA 16-124? Seeing none, Congresswoman Edwards, you have closure?
Pass.
Raise your hand. The question is, shall ONCA 16-124 pass?
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Zuberman.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehem.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Speaker Mason.
Yes. ONCA 16-124 passes. We do have an alternate effective date. Again, a voice vote. Those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Opposed, say no. Thank you. 124 moves to the roll. Brings us to motions and notices. Firstly, I would like to notice and say thank you one and all for a full day of your attention and your work, to all of our support staff, and thank you for getting us to this part of the evening. I want to share with you, members of Congress and those listening in, the request for extension of session has been signed by you, the membership, and is now being extended 3 days. And those days will be October 4, October 5, and we shall end on October the 6th. And just to note, that legislation would have to be at the chief's office by 4:30 p.m. Friday, September the 30th, in order to allow for a veto override, if necessary, on the last day of the extension, which would be October the 6th. So we need to have these pieces of legislation by this Friday, 4:30, delivered by 4:30. Going in now to motions and notices, announcements. Congressman Hamilton.
Congressional Affairs will be meeting tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
Thank you. Congressman Edwards?
The Education Committee meeting is it tomorrow or Wednesday? Tomorrow is canceled.
Well, thank you. Congressman Walker?
Tomorrow's Health and Social Services Committee meeting is also canceled.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Hearing none, Speaker to take a motion to adjourn for the day until time of the day tomorrow. Congressman Edwards.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to adjourn until 10 a.m. in the morning. Those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
We are adjourned. 10 o'clock.